But it is a delight to have spent some time at Aldergrove here and Yorkson and a couple of meetings during the week as well, just to see your heart as a church for the local community. And one of the things that I have heard as I've met with different individuals over the past week is anybody who has heard of North Langley Community Church has said this is a church that gets it. This is a church that understands. This is a church that wants to care in the midst of pain points and difficulties. And so sometimes we don't always hear that. And so I just want to bless you with that and commend you for the efforts that you are putting in. It is inspiring and it is incredibly encouraging and so needed in our local communities today. Talking about finances is definitely one of those areas where people probably think, should have stayed in bed today. Should have said there was no places in the parking lot and just driven home. And so before we jump in, I do just want to pray for us that we would know the peace that passes all understanding as we dive into this topic. Would you pray? Father, thank you for this community of people that you have gathered here today. And wherever we're coming from, whether it's been a great week or a difficult week, whether we're feeling on a mountaintop or in a valley right now, would you speak to our hearts? Would you bring us that sense of hope and peace and comfort that we desperately need? Would you help us consider the next step on our journeys? Be with us, Lord. Speak to us. In your name, amen. So I know that as a stranger, it's always good to make introductions. So I want to say hi from my family who are back in Ontario right now. My wife, Leanne, is the much better half of our partnership. She is originally from Osler, which is one of those communities outside the sprawling metropolis of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Hard to spell, easy to draw, I think is the tagline that they have. But we met because she was with Youth for Christ serving in Northern Ireland, and I was part of a church plant. Our two girls on the photo, Eden and Malia, are 16 and 13. They were 4 and 1, just about to turn 2 when we first arrived. And they've been joined by Aaron and Micah because part of being a good community member in Ontario is to try and provide meals for struggling sports franchises. So we've done our bit. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Anyway, as some of you might have guessed as well, my accent isn't from Ontario. I grew up on the north of Ireland, so that also brings a little bit of a Scottish lilt, so if you'd peg me as Scottish, it's okay, I will forgive you. And my role at the church at that stage was what brought me into contact with CAP, because I was the community outreach pastor, and so my whole role was looking for ways where there was pain in the community and seeing if we could bring a measure of healing to those pain-filled places. And that's where I encountered CAP, as we walked alongside people who were struggling, and finances was part of that. Now, I'm going to talk about CAP today, obviously, and lean a little bit more into the finances. But pain points could be anything. And at North Langley Community Church, that's why there's so many awesome classes and courses and opportunities to deal with the realities and the complexities of life that we experience. And so just know that that is another way that your church is saying, we recognize that if there's pain and hurt, we want you to walk your journey here and see Jesus bring restoration and hope. And in many ways, that's the whole CAP story as well. In 1996, recession had hit the UK. And a gentleman called John Kirkby, who was to become our founder, had seen his life radically, utterly, devastatingly broken to pieces because of that recession and because of debt. He lost his job, he lost his home, His marriage fell apart, his friends all disappeared, and he was left with two little girls in one room, wondering if he'd be able to put groceries on the table, knowing that he couldn't afford the birthday gifts, the birthday party or Christmas gifts, looking at himself in the mirror and saying, that person looking back at me is an abject failure and has let everybody down, and nobody cares. So if you're here today and you feel as if your life has been wrecked, if you are experiencing troubles and traumas, I want to encourage you that you are not alone in that. God sees. And he wants you to take a step towards him. In the midst of all of that pain, a local church came alongside John and said, we can't fix all of your problems, but we can walk through this journey with you. And as John experienced their kindness, their love, their compassion, as he received prayer, he recognized that he needed Jesus in his life as well. That's why it's so beautiful that we're all considering who should we invite to Alpha. Because we will all probably have family, friends, neighbors, work colleagues who desperately need to know that God loves them, that he's not forgotten them, that they are cared for, that Jesus gave himself for them. So when you pick up those pieces, when you're heading home, think about that, pray into that, be part of what God is doing in your midst. As John came to faith, he realized that it wasn't just him who was experiencing difficulties in his finances. Many others were as well. And so he started visiting people in his neighborhood, helping them put together a budget, contact creditors, try and get interest and charges stopped, work with them to stabilize their finances and find a way forward. And when people asked, why are you doing this? John had the privilege of saying, because I believe God loves you. And from that moment of brokenness and a church's compassion and Jesus bringing transformation, now there are thousands and thousands of people every year being helped through the local church and CAP partnerships. For us, we are a registered Canadian charity. We have a fully Canadian board. And as an organization, our mission is to inspire and equip church communities like North Langley to walk alongside people facing financial insecurity with practical tools and innovative solutions. And that's needed today more than ever. 44% of Canadians say money is their biggest source of worry and stress. What a huge number of people that we pass by in the grocery store, at work, in our local community, feeling overwhelmed. And that is a pain-filled place that needs healing. It can become a really dark place that needs light. It's a harvest field that is ready. And what about us today here in Walnut Grove? What does that mean? Well, according to the latest StatsCan information, we have roughly 23,295 adults aged 18 plus in the Walnut Grove community. So if 44% of us say that is our biggest stress, a little sprinkle of math means that 10,205 of our neighbors could be walking around with this as their number one pressure. And that will include people in our street, in our apartment, in our workplace, maybe the gym that we go to, the community center that we visit, the grocery stores. And as that pressure mounts, as anxiety and stress builds up over time, it can start to overshadow us. We can start to feel ashamed. We can start to believe that we're inadequate or unworthy. All things that the enemy would use to steal and kill and destroy. And yet Jesus comes to bring freedom and life and hope. And praise God today that if we're in a place that feels pain-filled, where we can't see a way forward, Jesus lovingly and tenderly and beautifully speaks to each and every one of us today. And he would say, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a stunning invitation for those of us who might feel weary and burdened. And not just on the finances side, anything that's happening, anything that feels heavy, anything that feels like it's too much, anything that is wearing us down, come to me, Jesus invites. What a message to share for those who are struggling. For the single parents, just trying to hold everything together as costs rise and there's so many uncertainties in life. For the dual income family who used to have everything pretty well together, but with different costs increasing and pressures, they know they can't do any more, but they feel utterly maxed out. For 18 to 34-year-olds who would say that they feel the pressure of the financial world heavier on their shoulders because it means they've given up some hope that they could achieve things in the future. Or for the senior on fixed income who does not know how this year is going to play out for them. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. What a message for all of us. And I just want to pause because if you are weary and burdened today, one of the reasons we offer prayer at the end of the service, during the service, the prayer room, is because we want to invite Jesus into those moments. And maybe for some of you today, that is a step that you've needed to take for a while, but it feels scary. Maybe you think that time has passed. I just want to encourage you, if that's where you are right now, if those thoughts are swirling through your head, that invitation still stands. Let's rewind a few weeks to our Blessed Assurance season or series. It was a great series, and if you were away, maybe you were traveling, visiting family, or like work was pressured at that stage, if you haven't been able to tune into that yet, please do. Go online, check it out. It's a great way to be encouraged and inspired. But one of the weeks, the week when Pastor Matthew got those awesome N.T. Wright socks, just if folks can remember that, and the sheer joy on his face at that moment. But Pastor Matthew was speaking on those deepest fears and concerns that can overwhelm us and hang on our hearts. Can those things separate us from the love of God? And in Romans 8, 31 to 34, looking at, could God's love be removed from us? Could we be removed from God's love? And the answer is absolutely not. His love is there for us. And that's why at North Langley Community Church, we are so focused on seeing the condemnation of the enemy removed and replaced by knowing that we are sheltered beneath the love of the Father. Now, maybe for some of us, as that pressure mounts up, that impacts our emotional health, our mental health as well. And that's why the Living Well support group is there to say, hey, if this is something that feels really heavy, you are not alone. You are not forgotten. We are not moving you away. We want to walk this with you. For some of you, perhaps the invitation this year is to take that step, to receive that support, to know you're not alone. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus has been traveling throughout the region. Many miracles have been performed. There's been so many conversations. And there was so much need. And I love what happens when there is another crowd comes before Jesus. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. You know, sometimes I know that I could get cynical if I was presented with the same level of need time and time and time again. Maybe I could feel anxious. Maybe I could feel annoyed or irritated. Maybe I would start leaning into assumptions or judgments. You're here again? Couldn't you do something about that yourself? If you really wanted to try harder, maybe you could have done a little something. Maybe for some of us, that's how we feel as we look around at our community, around the Lower Mainland, around the world right now. There's so many pressures. There's so many things happening. And for some of you, perhaps that's become overwhelming. Maybe you're somebody who is really compassionate, but your loving battery, like the energy, feels pretty drained at this particular moment. You want to care for others, you want to take a step forward, and it just is hard. Your feet feel like there's weights on them. If that's the case, I just want to pause and speak to you. There's a reason we're told not to grow weary in doing good, because it's possible to get weary in doing good. And if we're wearied, go into the one who says, if you're weary and burdened, come to me. And in praying for today, I very much had that sense that for some of us here, we need to recognize that in this moment, we need prayer and we need support. That our own strength, our own convictions, our energy, our own hearts isn't going to be enough to get us through the next stage. Jesus' invitation today is to you as well, to be refreshed. And maybe it's to replace a yoke that has been on your shoulders, where Jesus wants to say, this yoke, I appreciate that you've carried it. It's time for a different one that we'll do together. And so maybe if you're tuning in today and you're thinking, oh, it's great that we could help somebody who's really vulnerable. Maybe it's time for us to look in the mirror and think, is Jesus' invitation for me? Jesus turns, he looks at his disciples, and he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Jesus looks, he has compassion, he sees the helplessness, he sees sheep without a shepherd. You know, that compassion Jesus had was from his very core, welling up within him. Not just a, hey, it's gonna be okay, but a deep, deep from the depths of his innermost being. When he looks out and says that they are helpless and harassed, it meant they were utterly overwhelmed, not knowing what to do themselves. And as he does so often, Jesus speaks of sheep without a shepherd. Sheep will wander. They need the shepherd. Without the shepherd, they'll get lost and ultimately wander so far that death is the reality for them. So when Jesus is looking out, those are all the things that Jesus is thinking. And as North Langley Community Church looked at the community around, the campuses where we serve, a couple of folks said, hey, we've seen CAP and we would love to get trained in that. And so I just want to highlight the money course so that you can get a good picture of what it is and what it does. It's a few hours worth of material. The first course starts on January 20th here. It'll run on the 27th and February 3rd. There's going to be another course coming towards the end of February, February 22nd on Saturday. And there's been a lot of interest already. I think the first course is already almost booked up, so the second course will be good to go shortly. But it will help you if you need to take time to focus on your finances. Doesn't matter where you're at. Maybe for you, finances has gone well. Maybe finances are a struggle. Maybe you're somebody who, at the start of a new year, you're incredibly excited because you get to write a new budget for 2025. Hooray! Or maybe you are part of the 50% of us who have never done a budget. And you actually promised yourself when you left school that you would never do another math problem that had a plus or a minus in it ever again. Thank you very much. No matter where you're at, the money course carves out space to think about our finances. So I'd encourage you to sign up if that's the space you need to take. It can help you think through your relationship with money and try to help match your spending towards our values as individuals and as a church. Maybe you're somebody here today and you're thinking, oh, this is great, a practical tool that can help people. I would love to be part of facilitating that course. And that's great. There's a couple of people trained. Somebody from the Aldergrove site is getting trained, or the campus is getting trained. And we would be happy to train more people as there is demand. So if you know how to sit and have a conversation, if you love Jesus and you love this church and you can make a half-decent pot of coffee, then you could actually run the course and facilitate it because you don't need to be a financial expert. You can come and chat to us afterwards and we'll be able to get you some of that information or speak to Tim as well. And sometimes whenever it's finances, we overcomplicate things. We think we need to know everything about the stock market or insurances, that we have to be in a really challenging place and know a lot of financial information maybe to make this work. But I just want to show you a quick video. It's of a church in Waterloo. It's got their CAP Money coach and then a wonderful lady called Jane who went on the course. And this is their experience.
I couldn't afford things that I should have been able to afford, and I had to borrow money. I felt a lot of shame, especially for my family. I was in a lot of debt, and I was also in denial. After 6 years of not being able to make ends meet after a bankruptcy that I had, I wasn't able to pay my bills. I'd lost a job. I was having a hard time finding another job.
Everybody's got a story. And sometimes the stories aren't that nice, but I just have a lot of admiration for people who work their way through the story, through faith especially, and then end up someplace that they probably never thought they'd end up.
Our church had an announcement that they were going to be offering this CAP course. And I thought, okay, well, I can at least try it. It might not be exactly what I need, but I can at least try. And it turned out to be what I needed.
I'm so encouraged by Bruce because here's a guy who's retired, but he still wants to serve the kingdom. He's able to take what CAP has trained him in and partnered with him in, but then also use his personality and his pastoral way to serve in a way that's meaningful and making a difference.
People are amazed that, number one, they can have control. They get people to think, okay, this is just not about numbers. This is about how I make my decisions.
It was a little overwhelming when you first look at the book, I will admit, but you're not doing the whole book in one day. You're going step by step, you're learning at each step, and you learn how to handle money.
the opportunity that CAP provides to come alongside real people in their real situations, I think, is an opportunity for the church.
I was more aware of my spending. I was more aware of my income that was coming in. I was learning how to pay what needed to be paid first, like the bills. No credit cards, because that's what started the whole debt process in the first place.
Well, Jane is one of my heroes. So she has been so faithful. She's such a good volunteer, and she's willing, but approaches everything recognizing, listen, I don't know if I can do this, but I'll try.
I could go and ask him questions, and I didn't have to be embarrassed about what he heard, because he'd heard it before. And since then, we've become good friends. Like, we'll sit and have a coffee. We'll chat every week.
It opens her future up into a place of freedom. And I think that to me is such a beautiful testimony as part of what the Money Course does, but also what any church should be trying to accomplish. All the tools have been provided, all the training has been provided. CAP has been there every step of the way. For anyone who's given to CAP, it is rippling out to real communities across Ontario, across Canada, in a real tangible way. You're making a difference.
It's just totally worth it.
What excites me is knowing that those are the kind of stories that you will have here and at Yorkson and at Aldergrove. And the beautiful part for me is that Jane doesn't have any idea who I am or our head office team. She knows a local church that cared and walked with her and have become her friends, a place that she can go and be seen and have a coffee. Her circumstances did not change. She was on a fixed income, but her perspectives, her thinking had. And that's really what it's all about, opening up our futures into a place of freedom. In finances, in our families, in our health, in our thinking patterns, everything. The Money Course is great, but we know that sometimes for folks, a course can come too late. If somebody's overwhelmed, we also walk alongside people in that space as well, contacting creditors, lifting the pressure away. One of the things that this week has taught me is that as we look to see that service opening in BC, that we can't do that from Hamilton. We need to open a local office here to better serve communities and churches and those we walk alongside. So that's been a good learning for me, because we really want to see the same impact here. And it's not just the numbers, good as that is. Preet says that it was a relief to finally have someone helping me, walking alongside him. He'd felt alone for so long, and he didn't anymore. For Crystal, she felt like she could finally dream again. And that's why we do this. It's more than the numbers. It's more than getting a budget to balance, good as that is. It's all about rediscovering hope when it feels like that's been stolen. It's about recognizing that our identity is not in our bank balance or our salary or the toys and gadgets that we might have or that we want but can't afford. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you as we come to the close that if you call this church your home, would you be generous here? Would you support the mission of what God is doing amongst you, inspiring you with a vision for this community? Would you be on your knees for the leaders, navigating all of the challenges that comes with this time in history? Would you lift them up in prayer? Maybe that's the call at the start of a year, to be generous in prayer. Maybe for some of you, it's being generous with your time. From about 7 o'clock this morning, maybe before that, people were setting up coffee and putting out chairs and practicing in worship and then greeting people. Maybe there's opportunities there for you to use your time as part of this mission that God has for you. Perhaps it's talents or skills or gifts that you have that you could be shared with this community. Those are places and spaces we can be generous as we seek to care. And maybe if your heart has been stirred by CAP today, and that's something you'd be interested in, you can come and speak afterwards. We've got a little brochure. You can kind of take that away. It's got some of the stats and the stories that I've shared, and also a couple of QR codes so that you can sign up for the email, because like Darcy says, that's a really handy way to learn about everything that's going on. And if you want to walk alongside CAP as we do look to the future, think about what this means in BC and support the organization, there's an opportunity to do that as well. It has been a joy to be with you today, Walnut Grove. I am excited by what the money course will mean, but also everything else that is happening in this incredible church. Your desire to be on your knees and to seek the Lord first, see his face and know where he's calling you to live out that gospel together through shared lives. And that's why, again, as you leave today, take that alpha card. Think about who you will invite along. Who needs to meet Jesus? Everybody. He is there for us. We can invite. Take that opportunity. And then let's love generously and lavishly out of a place of being filled by the one who says, if you're weary and burdened, come and experience rest. I would love just to pray for us before we enter back into worship. Let's pray. God, thank you that you are always beckoning to us, wanting us to come to you. That we have never gone too far away or got too stuck or done something that you're going to turn away from. God, for those of us who are sitting here today and maybe a sense of shame or darkness lies heavy on us, would you break through the lies that the enemy has whispered and that might have taken seed? Instead, would you bring your hope and your light and your life? For those of us who are wrestling with family scenarios that are really painful, who've experienced bad news around our health, who are looking to the future with trepidation, or if we've been trying to medicate ourselves to get through, would you let us know that there is hope and there is freedom, that there is new life calling? God, thank you for who you are. If we need courage today, would you help somebody take us by the hand as we come for prayer and invite you to bring transformation? Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you that you're for us. In your name, for your glory. Amen.